the Springboks won. We're going to be happy about that, Thando. They won a test match on tour.
Yes, they did. And more importantly, many better Springbok teams have gone to France and lost. Look, it was not pretty on the eye, but it's a victory at the end of the day.
They were their own worst enemy. I know we wanted to mention Andre Pollard, and I know if he had kicked those 11 points, we would have won rather comfortably. But other than that, we made life difficult for ourselves.
Well, there are many reasons because of that. Firstly, our tactical kicking is still way below par.
Very true.
Our running game is not the way it should be. You're not going to get points if you don't get those two right.
But one thing I did like, and I know you were very critical about Andre's performance in our private chats during the game. The one thing I did like was for once we didn't have a flower, we just shifted the ball. There's something wrong there because Elton at the lines is a clever tactical player. He moves the ball, he asks questions of the defense. He hasn't done it at Bok level, and especially he didn't do it for the Stormers and the Alistair Coetzee either. So somewhere there's a problem there.
But fine, Andre will take it flat. What happens after that?
Yeah,
because ultimately he'll take the contact, and what do you get secondary after he takes the contact? Mm-hmm. The momentum does not take us anyway.
The one thing, he looked very rusty to me, and I think I can only hope he improves. I think goal kicking is a solvable one. I think that's not a big thing to me. One positive I saw, I thought Francois Fente had a good game. And for the first time I saw a 12 and a 10 and 12 trying to work together.
I think that's what we're missing. For example, Andre Pollard, despite him taking the ball flat, that's the only positive from the game. Other than that, I thought it was terrible. Francois Fente, on the other hand, came into the Springbok team and his decision making was spot on.
Yeah.
Defensively, he was spot on. And that's what you're looking for. When you bring in a person from outside the team, you're looking for someone to make an immediate impact. And that's what you should look for in all the guys who are coming into the team.
Let's look a bit forward now. We've got Italy on Saturday. And if there's one game on this entire tour where the bulk of those extra touring guys carrying tackling bags should be playing, it's this week. There's no ways that the Kanya Arma, Warwick Kalan, guys like that could really even weaken the team. They could only strengthen.
But then lies the debate. What is the strongest team? Because the guys that could be replaced, for example, Lucanio Arma and Jesse Cook. Jesse hasn't been great this season. Mm-hmm. Andrew Scutia and Warwick Kalan. Andrew Scutia has been poor. You look at Ross Cronier and Rudy Page. Is Rudy Page that much weaker than Ross Cronier? I don't think so. This whole notion of these guys are going to be given a charity cap is a bit of a misnomer for me. They've done well enough to make it into the Springbok team. Their form has carried them into the team and they deserve a chance.
To me, the one thing, if you look at our other teams, and we always use the All Blacks as an example, they miles ahead of us at that preparation. Unfortunately, this goes back to every single other coach. Heineke Meyer never did it. Peter de Villiers never did it. They never gave guys a chance in those off days. And now Alistair hasn't done it either. Mm. We're going to get to a point next year where we say now there is a new coach, say now Alistair carries on. Whichever happens, we're going to get to a point next year where we're going to start again with a new team. We're going to be a year away from the World Cup. Sure. And we're going to have 20 guys with 10 caps.
That is rather unfortunate. For example, Ebonyi Mwanambi, who's been part of the Springbok team for, 2 years now. In terms of pure game time, I think Bongi's got less than 30 minutes of game time. And that is disappointing.
And Malcolm Marks is injured at the moment. He's struggling with the injury. Rest him this week. What's it going to do? I know he's one of our key guys. But rest him this week because we need him against Wales. That's the test we need, Malcolm. And Bongi and Chitty Boy should be able to handle it.
Easy.
I watched Italy against Argentina this last week. There's no ways they're as good as they were there last year. We can't be as bad as we were last year. Argentina beat them by 17 points. If we lose against Italy, then I'm sorry, then we're totally on the wrong track and change is needed. I know Alistair's under pressure, but I can't see it happening. I see the Boks winning this one, hopefully with a team that shows a bit of new talent.
By how much?
Hopefully 10 points. Now, I said that against Ireland and look what happened, so thank you for it.
I'll simply take a win. That's all I care about. Anything else?
We can't lose against Italy. Jeez, like
we have lost against Italy before, so
I know,
I'll take
can't this week. Can't this week, seriously. Okay, but saying that, we'll see on Saturday. These games will all be on SuperSport. A number of other games, including Wales against New Zealand as well. Another big game, all live on SuperSport this weekend.
And we'll be streaming all these matches on our DStv Now app.
Of course, it's going to be a big one. So let's see how this weekend goes. We'll see you next week. We will know if the Boks are as bad as we think they are, or if they're as good as I think they are.
Believe, brother, believe.
The life of a Springbok supporter, that's what it's come to. Cheers.
Yes.